it was in, was it Castle Street? There was a big fight and someone got their throat cut or something. So just when I read that, I was, you don't realise how bad it is. You read that. And
what about, like, your parents? Do you think when they were growing up, do you think it was as bad, or it really has changed, or do you think it is the media kind of hyping things up?
Yeah, I think the media do hype things up a bit more. Like, my mum, though, did say, you know, when she was young, a lot of the time you couldn't go out with the, you know, all the troubles on then. There was times you'd go to the cinema and, you know, there'd be like a bomb scare, you know, just because of all the troubles, and then you just have to go home, forget about
and
it.
And were you ever in a bomb scare?
No, I was never, no.
So it's kind of had all sort of quietened down a little
bit.
Yeah,
it seems better that way, so.
And do they talk too much about that period of time?
Not that much, just a bit. Like, my mum just says, like, she says that, like, probably if I was, you know, living back then, I probably would have wanted to move away now, you know, to England or something. She says, just, she doesn't like, you know, because I'm used to, you know, going out and stuff, and I don't think really about how bad it could have been, but she thinks I probably would have wanted to get out of the country, so.
And, you know, were any of her family kind of bothered by it? I mean, did it impact upon her in other ways?
Her uncle, that's my granny's brother, him and his wife, they were a mixed marriage. They had to move away because they were getting, you know, people throwing stuff at their windows and everything like that. So they moved to Liverpool and they're still there now. So, but they won't even come back here at all, you know, even to visit. So, like, sort of my mum and granny would go and stay with them, but they just won't come here. They just...
So their whole lives have been really changed by it in a way.
And, like, they love it out there now, but, yeah, they had to get away, really, so but they don't actually miss it here, because even though if you say to them, you know, it's changed now and it's not so bad, they still, all they think of, and they think of here, is just, you know, what they went through,
what it
so,
was like then.
So whenever I think of that, then I think maybe it's, you know, it's not so bad now.
And I mean, in terms of, you know, do you think now that it would be acceptable for you to have a boyfriend, for instance, who was not your religion?
I think it's more accepted, like, I mean, most of my friends, it's all mixed, like, so...
Oh, right.
So it's just, no one really cares, I don't think.
And is that the kind of school you went to? Did you go to an integrated school?
No, it wasn't an integrated school. I don't know, I just think whenever I was at high school, if we were out, sometimes we'd just come in, you know, to town or something, and then you'd, you know, just meet people, you know, if you're just sort of chilling or whatever, you'd meet people, and they were from different schools and all, and, like... No one was ever really bothered, you know, where anyone was from or anything, so...
Whereas, I suppose, with your mum and dad, it would have been much more segregated.
Yeah, much more of a divide, yeah.
And does your dad ever talk about the troubles at all, or did his family ever have any issues with it? Or?
Yeah, he never mentioned anything, you know, there mustn't have been anything big, because he would never say about anything really bad that happened, so I don't know if it was... Living in Oma, was it maybe different, not as bad as Belfast? I'm not sure, but he never talks about anything, you know, major that happened, so so mustn't have been that bad for him.
He must have had a more enjoyable experience with the troubles than your mother.
I think the way he even says at the time, it was like, I think more in Oma, more people, you know, all sort of, if it was farms and stuff, they all did, no one really cared, you know, what, where anyone was from or what they were, no one really cared. Even then, they were sort of mixed together, so maybe it was just Belfast was more like that.
Kind of, yes, more of an urban phenomenon, because people were more segregated in general anyway.
Yeah.
And do you still feel now, for instance, that if you go into a, you know, an area, that you kind of think, oh, you know, this is Protestant, or this is Catholic, or... Do you have a sense of that, or do you not?
Sometimes I think you still do, because you're just aware that there are still people, you know, who would, you know, maybe if they knew where you were from or whatever, they would, you know, they wouldn't be too happy, but I think, like, most people, it's sort of passed, but I think there's people who are always going to, you know, hold it back like that, and there's nothing you can do, really.
And in terms of, you know, when you, for instance, on the news, heard events, you know, as you were growing up about... Belfast, for instance, how did you feel about it? Did you kind of almost feel like that's not really where I live?
Yeah, sometimes you know, if you've seen bomb scares and stuff and stuff like that, you just think, if you hadn't seen it yourself, you think that's not what I see. I remember I had a pen pal once from Germany, and this was years ago, and she would say, you know, I heard about all the bomb scares and all in Belfast, you know, and she would ask you, you know, are you still alive and all, are you okay? And you'd be like, you'd have to tell her, you know, that, like, even though it happens, it's not, I think people think outside the country maybe thought it was just everywhere, it was just people, you know, rioting and fighting and hating each other, but no.
It doesn't work like that,
I know.
Anyway.
And
just kind of, I suppose, getting a sort of similar kind of thing to the troubles, you know, when you were growing up, You know, forgetting about the sort of violent end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you find that you know, your mum and dad thought you were a good wee girl, or did you always get into trouble yourself? Or
no, I was more the one. I was, my brother was not getting into trouble, but he would be out, you know, with his friends, you know, like just like climbing on roofs and stuff, just messing about. But the police would always maybe be bringing him back, or not like because he had done anything wrong, but just saying, you know, he's like, he'll get himself like hurt or something, falling off a roof or something. So, but I was the one. I was more, you know, sitting in reading books and stuff when I was young. So I think they thought I was the good one.
And were you really?
Okay, yeah, well, at the time I was.
So you're not now.
Oh, no.